Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10, Ephesians 6 and verse 10, Paul is writing, says, "Finally, my brethren, notice, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God." And why we should do that? That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but notice where our wrestling is. It's against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. One translation said in lofty places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why you should do that? Be able to stand. Amen. In the evil day, and we're in the evil day right now, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye what? Be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Father, we love you tonight. We're so thankful for your mercies that are new every morning. Lord, your grace that is greater than all of our sins, touch our hearts tonight, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord tonight. So Paul is coming to the close of his epistle, addressing the people of God. He makes a powerful appeal to them that is passed down to you and I as Christian soldiers of Christ. You and I must learn to place all of our affections at the foot of the cross, because we are in a warfare. We are in a warfare. Satan is committed to hinder the work of God, to obstruct us from doing the work of God, and to reach a lost world. And not only that, to knock us out of combat. Satan come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It's no time now for us to be playing games. It's time for us to be like men of old, with our hands in our ears, running to eternal life. The more effective we are as believers is the more Satan wants to damage and hurt and destroy us. Satan does not waste his ammunition on nominal saints. Those who are serious about the kingdom of God, those who are serious about living out this faith, he will attack our minds. He'll attack our hearts. He'll attack our family. He'll attack our identity. But we must continue in the strength of the Lord tonight. Let me tell you this evening, before we leave this room tonight, God is going to move in a very powerful and in a way. Lives are going to be changed here tonight. And we will experience, we will have the tools in which we should go forth and destroy the enemy and his kingdom. We are not afraid. We have no need to fear. No need to fear. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have a God tonight that is fighting for us. Amen. God's soldiers, those of us who are conscious of our own weaknesses and ineffectiveness, and as a result, we rely totally and completely upon him and Christ alone, I place my trust. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27, "But God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." And so our weakness commends itself to the power of Jesus Christ. And that's where we must place our trust tonight. Paul says to the church, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hear me. And he says against all these tragedies and the deceit of the devil. Satan is very masterful of deception. My brothers and sisters tonight, hear me. We're engaged in a spiritual warfare. It's a conflict for your soul and my soul and the souls of mankind everywhere. Amen. It's a warfare for souls. This spiritual conflict, this tribe, as a warfare for our faith. Amen. If you guys can just help me and just keep this monitor the way it is, I'll be very thankful here tonight. I am struggling from just whatever you do, just leave it the way it is. I'll be very grateful. Paul is writing to his son Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 18 and verse 19. This charge I commit to thee, my son Timothy, according to the prophecy which went before unto thee, that thou mightest watchest no war. Amen. A good warfare. We must war a good warfare. We must stand tonight in the power of Jesus Christ. We must war a good warfare. Notice verse 19. All in faith and a good conscience, which some have been put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Then he says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold to eternal life, whereunto thou art called and as professed. Watch this now, a good profession before many witnesses. Church, our victories has been secured tonight by our Lord Jesus Christ himself on the cross of Calvary. Our victory is secure tonight. Our Lord waged a triumphant war against Satan, and he robbed him and stripped him of all his power and all his authority. Hear me, Colossians chapter 2 and verse 15. And have been spoiled principalities and power. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 29, or else how can a man enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good? Watch this now, except he first bind the strong man. Then he will spoil his house. Then our God redeem us from Satan's dominion. Satan has no, hear me, Jesus Christ whipped Satan when he rose from the dead and took the keys of death and hell from him. Amen. He took the keys of death and hell from him. The Apostle Paul writes in Colossians 1 verse 13 to verse 14, who have delivered us from the powers of the darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Watch verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. At this present time, we are involved here tonight in spiritual warfare. And the only way that we can war in the spiritual warfare and win against the gates and the powers of hell, it must be done in the power of the Holy Ghost. We must put on the whole armor of God tonight, and we must war with every, you're not hearing me here tonight, we must war in the power of the Spirit. Somebody say, in the power of the Spirit. Amen. That's where we must war. Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 13, if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, he shall live. So we must allow the Spirit of God to help us. Amen. Against this corrupt desire that all of us have in us. Every one of us, we must, that's why fasting is so important. We must push our plates aside often and said, my flesh must die so that my spirit can live. My flesh must die so that my spirit can live. The Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 11, dear beloved brethren, I beseech you as strangers
Hear me, and I, men, as strangers and pilgrim, abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul. Amen. We must guard ourselves against ungodly pleasures and worldly temptation of every kind, and against the forces of darkness and devils and demons. We must war against the forces of darkness. We, hear me tonight, we cannot be moved, because greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. We have a God here tonight that is powerful and is mighty to save. Somebody clap your hands and give him glory and praise. Our Lord is speaking a parable. Can I get a little more monitor, please, Mr. Solomon? I'm struggling so bad. I don't like to complain, especially if I'm visiting another person's church. But I just need your help here tonight. And Paul is speaking, and Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 22, he that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that hear the word of God, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word and it become unfruitful. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, all that is in the world, watch this now, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. Our Lord commands us to separate ourselves from this ungodly world system. Can I say this here tonight? This is a prayer conference, and I'm grateful for this church's desire to have a prayer conference. But I want to tell you here tonight, if we are going to tear Satan's kingdom down, we must give ourselves wholly and completely to prayer and the word of God. We must pray like we've never prayed before. Hear me, when Zion travail, she brings forth. It must be people of prayer. We must love to pray. Paul writes in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 9, thou lovest righteousness and hate iniquity. Therefore, God, even God, anoint thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Church, we are Christian soldiers. We must wage war against all evil. Amen. Not in our own power, but in the power of Jesus Christ. In Christ alone, I place my trust. Hear me tonight. We have power with the angels of God. We have power with God himself. We have no need to fear tonight. We must step beyond the veil. We must call things that aren't as though they were. We have power tonight. Somebody rise with me in faith and say glory to the name of the Lord tonight. Come on, give him glory tonight. And so he comes to verse, and then he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war, amen, after the flesh. We walk in the flesh, but our warfare is not in the flesh. Then he said in verse number 4, for the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but watch this, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down, somebody help me here now, casting down every imagination and every thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And then he says, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I wish here tonight that we would say together, amen, that we are going to war against the gates of hell. Satan, your kingdom is coming down. Somebody say with me, say, Satan, your kingdom is coming down. You fought us long enough. You've robbed us long enough. You've come against our minds long enough. You've come against our families long enough. You come against our church long enough. You come against our wife and our children long enough. But tonight, in Jesus' name, we are going to destroy your influence. You're a defeated foe. You're going down, Satan, and the church of Jesus Christ, we're going up tonight. Somebody say yes to the Lord. Come on, let's clap our hands and give him glory and praise. hear me, in our warfare of faith, we must endure like a good soldier of Christ. Paul said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 17, if then children, and if the children then hears of God and joint heirs with Christ, if we suffer with him, we shall also be glorified. We shall also be glorified. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. He said, oh, ye ministers of Christ, so am I. I speak of a fool. I'm more in labor, more abundant, in strife above measure, in prison more often, in debt after. We must fight as good soldiers. You know why we must fight? It's a fight for our faith. It's a fight for our faith. It's a fight for our soul. Jesus Christ said, when I come back to the earth, shall I find faith in the earth? Satan is trying to destroy your faith and my faith. But tonight, as long as we stay in the ship, as long as we keep looking to Jesus Christ, we will have victory here tonight. Somebody say yes to the Lord. I will not finish all of this, so let me just cut through some stuff here tonight. Discouragement, frustration, confusion, moral failures, even doctrinal error. That's some of the things that Satan bring to destroy us. He knows our weakest point and he aims for it. Amen. If he can't disable, amen, us by one thing, he will try another. He never stops. He never gives up. He keeps coming back. In fact, your Bible and my Bible tells me in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1, amen, that Satan left Jesus for a time. He's always going to keep coming back. And every time you think you have victory, here go that lying, wicked devil. He comes to wreck your life and my life, your home and my home, your children and my children. But tonight, by the authority of the word of God, we are going to have victory tonight. We are not going to surrender our families to hell. We are not going to surrender our churches to hell. We have victory. It's a warfare for our souls tonight. And we are going to say it to that lying devil. We're going to war against the gates and the powers of hell. We are going to have victory in the name of the Lord. I wish somebody here tonight will believe with me and say, we will have victory. We will have victory because victory has a God and his name is Jesus Christ. Somebody say yes to the Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Tonight, hear me. I come to tear Satan's kingdom down. I come to see the prophecies of God. I come to see them come to pass. Pastor God, I promise you revival. But Satan and hell has fought this church. But tonight the struggle is over in the Holy Ghost. The struggle is over. I wish everybody in this church tonight, believe me, the struggle is over. The struggle is over. We're going to break through tonight. We're going to break through tonight. We're going to conquer tonight. Because Daniel God, he surely will deliver tonight. Oh my God, I'm telling you, something's going to break in this building here tonight. God is going to break something. Amen. God is going to destroy the workings of demons tonight. God's going to destroy the battalions of demons that have fought against this church tonight. We're not afraid. We're going to stand tall in Jesus' name. We're going to push back against the gates of hell and the powers of darkness. And we will have victory tonight because victory has a God and his name is Jesus Christ. Somebody shout glory tonight. Oh, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my God, I feel this so strong here tonight. This warfare is not a matter of contending against godless philosophers, amen, crafty ministers, backsliding saints, the battles against the demonic forces, against the battalion of fallen angels, against evil spirits, but we have tremendous power, amen. Though we cannot see them, they're constantly around us, but we can take authority. We can take authority. We can take authority. We just ask God to dispatch his angels army here tonight. Come on, we can take authority in the spirit tonight. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. I'm telling you here tonight, I come in this place tonight to tell that devil, you fought us long enough. You've been in revival long enough. Tonight, we are going beyond the veil. And we're going to see God's promises come to pass in this church tonight. Something is going to break, and it's breaking in the spirit even right now. Even right now, something is breaking the spirit. Sister Shaw, angels are here. Ministering spirits are here to minister grace to the ears of salvation. Come on, it's high time in Zion for us to arise. Come on, let's arise tonight. Come on, let's arise tonight in faith. We have power. Musicians, come. I'm going to have at least 10 more pages of notes, but I'm going to wrap this up right here. Let's all stand. I'm going to wrap this up. Paul, hear me. Oh, God. Satan cannot possess us as children of God. Demons can only try to harass and try to intimidate and oppress us. We should not get caught up with demonism and all of those things, but we must understand that demons are real. But they cannot. Hear me, God has given us armor. We must hold our ground, Pastor Walden. Hold your ground tonight. Don't give up any ground to the enemy. No, not tonight. Oh, not tonight. Not tonight. Tonight, we're leaving here with victory tonight. Paul called them fallen angels, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this age, spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Oh God, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Let me tell you. What Jesus Christ used against Satan, it is written, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Oh, Jesus. 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 Let me say this. Prayer is the most powerful weapon we can use as a church. There are days I like to be all alone with Christ, my Lord. I can tell him of my troubles all alone. No mother, no father, no sister, no brother. Just me and God. Hear me. When we pray, Satan don't like when the church of Jesus Christ pray. I don't know, but there's power when I'm on my knees. When I'm on my knees, there's power in my knees. When we pray, our spirits are pure. When we pray, there's no pride, there's no arrogance. We treat people right. When we pray, we can ask God to do his bidding on our behalf. When we pray, things happen. Psalms 105 and verse 4 says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11. Seek the Lord and his strength and seek his face continually. Isaiah 55 and verse 6. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call on him while he's near. Amos chapter 5 and verse 4 to verse 6 says, thus said the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek me and he shall live. Verse 5, seek me and not Bethel, and enter not into Gilgad, and pass not to Beersheba. Forget God, surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Look at verse 6. But seek the Lord, and he shall live, lest he break out like a fire upon the house of Joseph, devour it, and there be none to quench Bethel. And then Paul says, hear me, listen what Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 17 and verse 18. Take the whole and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Watch verse 18. Praying always with all prayers. Pray bold prayers. Pray convicting prayers. Amen. Pray often. Pray much. Pray with expectation. Pray with conviction. Pray always all prayers and all supplication.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.